miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
It is happening this Saturday night at the Area Hotel. It is first birthday, and we have Mashed and Kutcher coming to celebrate with us. One half of them joins us right now. Matt, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, guys. It's literally a countdown. Hey, a few days to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. A couple
we
of sleeps, first birthday. Now, how many first birthdays do you normally play at?
Look, I can't say I've attended many lately. I think most of my mates and whatnot are probably in that age bracket. They haven't quite had kids yet, so I'm not quite there yet.
All right, fair
Do
enough.
You think that you'd play at a mate's kid's first birthday, though?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I reckon we'd have a good folder of tunes to drop at that, actually.
So, how are your nursery rhymes?
Honestly, I reckon we'd have all the standards, you know, Humpty Dumpty,
Old
MacDonald, Twinkle Twinkle.
And then, like, in the opposite way, you know how you troll your crowds with, like, a slower song? You could troll the kid's first birthday, so go from, like, Humpty Dumpty into, like, a really hard banger or something like that.
Just an absolute banger, yeah, 100%.
Just complete opposites.
It.
Hey, now you guys have just finished playing a couple of schoolies gigs, of course, the grade 12s, letting their hair down. How were that? Because I knew you were overseas. You just got back from overseas, actually.
Yeah, we've done from Asia. I did schoolies up in North Queensland, schoolies on the Gold Coast. Honestly, I've got to say, they're a very well-behaved crowd this year. Very impressed.
Well, I have to say, Matt, though, from what we've seen in the press, there's been a lot that weren't so well-behaved.
Is that a disappointment when you see schoolies?
I don't know. Maybe we got the well behaved ones at our show, but they were really good this year. I didn't really see anyone getting arrested or dragged out or anything. So yeah, got to say from our end, it was all pretty good.
You've still got Saturday night to look forward to yet.
Yeah,
there'd be a great behaved crowd there. Now, last time we spoke to you guys, you possibly teased a new song that you've been working on, and you might be able to play. How is that coming along, and will you be able to play it?
It is coming on great. Can confirm we have a new single dropping in January. We might drop a sneak peek of it on the weekend.
Ooh, can't wait.
Oh,
I hope so.
That's good.
Now, also, Matt, is there anything we can do to make you feel more comfortable once you get here?
Yeah, because we know you've never been to the Riverina before.
Look, a couple of small requests. If you could find a way to switch on the weather, just so it's, nice and sunny for us, that'd be good. Bit of Queensland weather in town would be great.
We'll give it a go.
I'll just speak to the big guy upstairs.
This one's a little request. You can't do it, that's right. But we are massive seafood fans. If you know anyone who's got the best seafood in town, that would be pretty cool if we could swing by there.
Okay, I know a place. Fresco's not bad. Yeah. How do you go with sashimi? They do delicious sashimi.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
All right, Fresco, it is. I know they're listening because they're big fans of the show, so if you're listening, call us 13, 12, 16. Hey, awesome stuff. We cannot wait for Saturday night. Mashed and Kutcher at the Area
amazing.
Hotel. Get your tickets now.
Areahotel.com.au. Matt, we are looking forward to seeing you and can't wait to get pumped up.
Thanks, guys. Let's see how much of the town we can cram into the Area Hotel,
as many as possible. It's happening this Sunday at the Griffith Showground.
Cannot
Claire,
wait.
How are you feeling?
I'm a little bit nervous, to be honest with you. How are you feeling, though?
I'm seasoned theatrical professional. I'm
Here
fine with big crowds and, getting up on stage.
Who got into NIDA, who didn't? Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, please. You didn't follow through on that, did you? Who's done two amazing community productions? Anyway, hey, we digress. We've got a very special guest, Jenny Ellis from Griffith Carols by Candlelight. Hello, Jenny.
Morning.
Hello, guys.
Sorry, Jenny has also been part of Beauty and the Beast and Wicked as well.
Yes.
I just want to point that out.
Now, Jenny, you are organising this massive event. This is going to be amazing. Now, for those who don't know, where exactly is it being held again this year?
Okay, so it's at the Showground, and that's very important because it's been at the Exes Oval for the last 15 years.
Yeah. So do not go to Exes Oval.
No.
Do not head there.
Go
it
to
is
the
at the Showground, yes.
And what time does it all kick off?
Okay, so there's two parts. We start at 6:15, and that's for kids and finding a spot on the grass and getting some food. We've got great food this year, lots and lots of yummy food. And Fusion Riverina play games with the kids. They have stilts and old-fashioned games and parachutes, and it's a lot of fun, and face painting. Mm. So it's just a great time to just chill out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the show itself starts at 7:30.
Okay, so what can we expect in the show itself?
Me.
And myself
and
as well, thank you.
And
yes.
Jenny.
Pure class. Yeah. Pure class.
Well, the last one was...
I don't know about the other two.
Yes. We do have over 200 performers, wow, if you count, wow, them all up. So we've got three choirs. We've got a combined children's choir, and they're made up of St. Pat's Primary, East Griffith, and Lake Wyangan Public. Mm-hmm. We've got the little Dorothy Wade kidlets in their beautiful nativity costumes, aww, and they're always a highlight. We've got the Wicked Ensemble, mm-hmm, choir, and we've got a combined churches choir. So lots of people there and beautiful voices.
Yes.
We've got Griffith's own High Five.
Excellent.
With young Jack, yep, and Connor and some of the girls from Wicked. So fantastic. That's going to be a lot of fun. We've got Dee Farnell, who has a most incredible voice, and yeah, people would obviously know her from Wicked, and her co-star, Simone.
Yeah.
And then we've got Angie Rizzeri. We've got Reese Callanan from Giacomo Thief.
So there's a whole heap.
There's
the
a
local
whole
talent.
Heap.
We are so, yeah, amazingly talented, this area, the whole of Riverina. We are so lucky here in Griffith and surrounds.
On air, off air meeting.
Yeah.
Next year, can we try and figure out if we can get talent scouts to the area?
Oh, I'm sure just to...
We'll
just
have to work
people
on that.
We don't want them to leave,
should,
though, Claire. We need them here, yeah, for our, true, local productions.
That's
anyway, Jenny, now, of course, Claire and I are joining you as part of the host for the evening. We cannot wait. We're super excited. Yeah. You can actually see my outfit here. Don't give anything away, but it's very, very red.
It's great.
In terms of our rehearsals, we're also singing a song. How do you think we're going, and how do you think we'll go on the night? Like,
sorry, I had to think.
Don't be silent too long. We'll go off air. The emergency tape will kick in.
Look, I think it'll be interesting. I think that's the best word for it. Interesting is
always
a good word.
I must say, I was pleasantly surprised at your rehearsal. You know, you both told me that we can't sing, but you can. I'm very impressed. I think you're going to do fabulously.
Excellent. Pleasantly surprised is the same as getting most improved at a sporting event, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Look, Carols by Candlelight is happening this Sunday. Come on down and check it out at the Griffith Showgrounds.
Yes, and it's $1 per person to get in.
Exactly right. Jenny Ellis, thank you so much. We can't wait to see you on Sunday.
You're welcome, and I can't wait to see you.
Danes, how long's our piece of tinsel? Thanks to your home of entertainment, Griffith City Cinemas, Star Bowling and Family Funland.
And it continues.
Someone's got to win it today.
Yeah, phone calls are just going berserk at the moment.
Yes, they sure are. We do know now it's between 355 and 362 centimetres, Claire.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's got to win it today. Good morning, Hit 99.7. Who's this?
Sam.
Hey,
Sam.
Good morning.
Have you been listening to all the clues this morning?
Yes, I've heard up until in between 355 and 362.
Perfect, right, you've got it. Now, what is your guess?
I'm going to go with 360.
360.
Yep.
Below
it is
that.
Not 360.
Below that, sorry.
God, that really narrows it down now.
It sure does. Thanks, Sam. You felt the next person. What a champion.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, guys, for playing.
Thanks. Who have we got next?
Good morning, Hit 99.7. Who's this?
Hi, it's Cindy.
Hey, Cindy. Okay, now we've narrowed it down between 355 and 360.
What's your
Cindy,
guess?
Cindy, what's your guess?
I'll go 359.
359.
359.
Okay. Yeah.
Here we go.
I won't keep you in suspense much longer.
Sorry, Cindy.
That's okay. Thanks for playing.
And we will say it's below 359.
So what's that mean? It's between now, Claire?
Well, it's between 355 and 359. Who have we got now?
Good morning. Who's this?
Stuart.
Hey, Stuart.
All right, mate. What's your guess between 355 and 359?
I'll go 357.
357 centimetres.
Okay, let's see. Stuart?
What'd you do with the money, Stuart, if you won?
I'll probably donate it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really? Wow. 357 centimetres, which means it would be $358.
$7.
$357. What did I say?
Eight.
Oh, sorry. 357.
Stuart, that answer is...
You've won!
Thank you. I'm stoked.
Stuart, you have just won $357 in our How Long's A Piece of Tinsel. Are you actually going to donate it all to charity?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, mate, that is absolutely huge. Congratulations. Our piece of tinsel this time was 300. 357 centimetres, which means, Stuart, you've won $357. Well done, mate. It's all thanks to Griffith City Cinemas. Get your gift vouchers for Christmas online now, griffithcitycinemas.com.au. Congratulations, Stuart.
Oh, thank you very much. It's mind-blowing.
I'm nervous about this, but I need to talk about this, Claire.
Soapbox is out.
Soapbox is out, and I'm on it.
Here we go.
Now, I appreciate the work our garbage truck drivers do around the region. I appreciate without them, we wouldn't have a solid waste management system here.
Absolutely.
In the Riverina MIA. So this isn't a direct attack on the drivers. It's a direct attack on the council. No. What I want to discuss is the time of garbage collection. I know they're very busy. I know they've got a lot of houses to do. And I know that sometimes trucks break down and they've got to get fixed. I understand all of that.
Okay.
What I don't understand is why they collect your garbage at 4:30 in the morning.
Because they've always collected at 4:30 in the morning?
No, but they haven't though. And I know I'm up at that time. I'm normally up and at that time. But yesterday morning, it was super early and it was super loud. And I thought, I was okay for me because I was about to get up. So I was like, this is weird, but I'm okay when I'm up. But I thought of everyone else who's still asleep at that time, who may be a light sleeper, who may struggle to get to sleep, and they've got a garbage truck coming collecting your trash at 4:30 and waking you up.
Yeah, but Dane, this isn't something that's like new. I swear, garbage trucks have been collecting the garbage at 4:30 every morning since I was born. If not earlier than that.
No, I don't think it is. Because, like, all right, so think about this. You can't mow your lawn. You can't start working on a work site until 6:30, 7 o'clock, right? Mm. Whatever that time is.
Yeah, but it's just a truck.
But it's a loud truck because people might have but if they have a massive rage of three houses down, you know what it's like when a recycle bin gets tipped up for that type of thing. Yeah, it's like, ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. You know what I mean? Like, I understand that. But
what noise does a garbage truck make?
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. When all the bottles and stuff tip out. That's what I'm getting at. Like, I'm just saying, maybe there should be maybe 6:30. That's sort of a normal time. The sun's coming up and it's like people maybe should be up at that time or getting ready to get up at that time. I just think 4:30 is a little extreme for garbage collection.
I think it's normal. I remember as a kid, right, and it's, okay, so when you live near a train track, you get annoyed that the trains, when you first move in, are constantly going past at ridiculous hours of night. Mm. But then it becomes like a background soundtrack.
Yeah, but trains are more regular than.
But you know that the garbage truck's going to come once a week and you get used to it.
You
I remember
know that
as
once a
kid
a week.
Hearing the trucks before I woke up. I remember hearing it in my sleep and it was actually a comforting feeling.
But then some days, like I get
some
home.
Days, like, yeah, it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, exactly
and
right.
Happened.
Yeah, exactly right. So I'm saying maybe they should start just a little later. And I know the council's listening. Maybe they should just start a little later. Like the noise. Like you can't mow a bloody lawn before 7 o'clock, but you can drive a loud truck at 4:30. I don't know how that's.
Look, it's classed as a truck, which is fine.
Well, so is my mower. So no, let me mow not. My lawn at 4:30.
Your mower's not classed as a truck.
Yep, I've got a truck class license for it.
Hang on. Yep. We've just got a message from a guy named Ned, who is actually a truck
Big
driver.
Big fan of the show,
Big
yes.
fan of the show. He said they aren't actually meant to start in Griffith until 5:30, but we start early to get in around the main streets and schools before they get busy.
That's fine. Main streets and schools, but still
suburban.
There
is a school
suburban.
Literally near you.
Not really. It's on the other side, so I wouldn't have heard if it was on the other side.
No, but they start around those areas so that before they're busy.
I just think it should be later. That's all I'm saying.